Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, June 17th. It's 13 degrees, feels like 11 degrees out there, but this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by my Patreon supporters, patreon.com/iChris, and you, if you visit a small orange, you can visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/104, find a link to a small orange, which is where you'd go if you need some great website hosting, WordPress, blog, that kind of stuff. All right, I wanted to sort of do a little bit of follow-up. I got some great comments around the web, most notably over on app.net, which is still functioning. It's not dead. It's definitely less popular than it was as a sort of Twitter alternative service, and alpha.app.net was their sort of Twitter clone, I guess. Not whatever. It was built around that idea. Anyways, most notably from... I think that's the second notably I said, so I think that's probably enough notablys. Jeremy Trifus, podcaster and app.net user over on there, said, listening to you batting your ideas around and finally getting to the whole business of support. That's the crucial point. Do you subsidize your own podcasting with other work or find some other model? I've stopped supporting shows that have ads, which then we went on to just chat a bit more about what that meant exactly and stuff. But it is this like... As you're probably well aware, I do support podcasting with other work. I have a web design consulting company with clients that I work with, and that's what pays our bills and in effect pays for podcasting, because the podcasting stuff is not bringing in enough money to like pay for our mortgage and stuff like that, or Patreon supporters, etc. And it's a bit of the chicken the egg thing where in terms of like going all in on podcasting, where people aren't going to support something without sort of seeing it in action and seeing what it is. But it's hard to build something great that people would want to support without the support to build it. And it isn't like a new struggle. This is something that's been going on for creative and business types and entrepreneurs and stuff for a long time. And you sort of figure out the latest sort of thing is like minimum viable product that you can get out the door and then build on that, iterate on that and get it, make it better. Going back to things like the iPhone, to bring up a little Apple anecdote, but you know, it was amazing when it came out, but considering how far it's come now, if they just waited until they had a product like the iPhone is now to ship it, they never would have been able to afford to develop and get all this stuff in place. Anyways, I'm not Apple, I'm not Steve Jobs. The thing is, like, I don't know with podcasting, I don't know if what I do with Good Stuff and podcasting is going to be able to get ahead of the podcasting curve enough to be financially stable in the whole getting the sponsors game. I have nothing against like sponsors specifically, and I don't mind them when I listen to other podcasts. There's a fair sort of small set of sponsors that you just hear over and over in a lot of podcasts, and that's probably going to change as more businesses and services get on board with the idea of podcast sponsorship. But the... you know, there's actual celebrities doing podcasts with huge audiences that they just bring to it, as opposed to internet celebrities with, you know, fairly large audiences. And the audience level required to be financially sustainable in podcasting just keeps growing at a rate faster than our audience is growing here at Good Stuff. So, like, for example, right now, a single podcast, if you just started a show, to make enough money to support a family, say $50,000 to $80,000 a year, would roughly need 10,000 downloads per episode. So consistently at least 10,000 downloads, 10 to 15,000 downloads per episode. And just using midroll.com, they have a calculator tool that they sort of promote their services in terms of getting you sponsors for your podcast as a service that they do. And you can punch in the number of downloads and the number of times sponsors you'd have per episode and that kind of thing. So say 10 to 15,000 downloads per episode, which is a lot, a big number. Dailyish, for example, gets 80 to 100 downloads per episode. Show Me Your Mic, my podcast about podcasting, gets 400 to 600, depending on the guest, and it can go higher. Our highest download shows here on Good Stuff get 2,000 to 3,000 downloads per episode, roughly. And so you can see even... that's why as a network, it works well. Collectively, we can go to somebody and say, hey, we don't have... this one show doesn't have enough downloads, but collectively we have enough to maybe warrant some sponsorship. But like I said, the rate of downloads per episode, so right now 10 to 15,000, when I remember even a year ago it was like 5,000 per episode would be great. And that would get you good money for a sponsor on your podcast. So it's, you know, grown double effectively. I mean, I'm not using exact science here in numbers, but roughly. But that download, the rate of downloads per episode is only going to get higher, while the dollar paid per download by sponsors is going to get lower because there's just more stuff out there. It's great. There's more people listening to podcasts than ever, but there's also more sponsors in the game and more podcasts in the game. And so as a result, the demand isn't as high, I guess. So should I give up on the idea of ever podcasting full time? I guess would be the logical conclusion. But that's where I don't think so. I do believe that audience supported podcasting is a viable option. I've seen it. I continue to see it. There's new things that pop up. There's people who have been doing it for a long time who have been able to do that. I know right now I'm not putting in the time or effort into the podcasts I have to justify that yet. But I believe it can be done. So I can hear the shut up and do it already voices in my head and from internet friends who give me great advice from time to time. And that's what I need to just do, obviously, is figure out a plan, short-term plan, long-term plan, figure out how to get there. But that's where all this exploring is going on. This is the daily-ish episodes where I do sort of delve down this path. It's just my way of exploring this and thinking it through, talking it through, helping get it out of my head as a solo. Obviously you've heard, I talk to my wife and stuff and then talk to other friends and stuff, but it is sort of me and then with good stuff, me and Kyle doing this thing. And so it's just helpful, I find anyways, to have to, it's how I process stuff. I write either for my blog, I record a podcast episode and thereby have to get those thoughts out onto my notes in front of me or onto a blog post. And that's what helps get me moving ahead. If I'm left to my own devices and just sit here and think to quote unquote plan stuff, I probably won't, because it just, there's always a new distraction or something else, or it feels hard. There's no immediate goal in this. Whereas today, the immediate goal is get this episode recorded, because I haven't recorded one this week. And so that's helps me get this thing done. So those are some thoughts. If you have something to add, send me a tweet on iChris on Twitter, iChris on app.net if you're over there. And chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can support me. And of course, follow Good Stuff at Good Stuff FM on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye. Oh, before I go, I was going to say, I went a little bit into some of the frustrations of this stuff a bit and sort of struggles I have with some of this stuff mentally more so than technically on a recent episode of Show Me Your Mic. And I'll link that in the show notes. I think it's episode 89 of my Show Me Your Mic podcast. So you can check that out, listen to it if you like. It's a fairly short episode. Normally they're like almost an hour long with an interview with somebody, but this is just a solo show, kind of daily-ish for Show Me Your Mic, something like that. All right. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.